Good evening and welcome to Talkin' Music. We've been talking a lot about a music event that we have coming up here in just a couple of weeks, and that is the first annual San Juan String Fest. It's a benefit for KVNF, and we've partnered with Jack and Patsy Young of the Chipeta Solar Springs Resort for this event. And because the event is happening in a beautiful resort, it's not really a normal music festival. It's really more like a music cruise with food and drink included in the ticket price. John Cowan, Jim Lauderdale, Drew Emmett, and Tyler Grant are just a few of the stellar performers. The lineup of musicians is pretty spectacular. So on the show today, we're going to be playing some of the music from these performers. I'm here with Jack Young, who conceived of this idea and is hosting this amazing party. And also I'm joined by Rick Watts, who's general manager of KVNF, and Thomas Smith, who is our events coordinator. Welcome, you guys.
Hi, Allie.
Hi, Allie.
So, Jack, I wanted to start by asking you how you got the idea for this. And I know it's kind of been something you've wanted to do for a while, right?
I've been trying to keep up with my wife for years, and she did the first Telluride Jazz Festival for 5 years up in Telluride. So here was my chance, and I talked to Rick and gave him my idea, and just a couple weeks ago, really, and we jumped into it, and here we are, September 5th. It's coming, and sales are great, and we're so excited about the music lineup. And
really, like Jack said, just like maybe 3 weeks ago, I think at the most, we really kind of, I guess, had a meeting of the minds and decided, you know, let's just run with this. And it just came together like it was meant to be. I mean, we made a few phone calls out to some musicians that really were at the top of our list, and they were all available and willing to come up and really excited to come up.
You know, it made me think about the way the Telluride Bluegrass Festival was probably in the beginning, back in the day when it wasn't this huge, huge festival where 10,000 people show up. Those were the days when you could actually kind of hang out with those guys after they played, and it was more like this event where it was smaller, it was more like a party.
In my case, that was when I met John Cowan in the second Telluride Bluegrass Festival, and we've known Johnny ever since. To somehow be involved with a concert with him is just a wonderful thing, watching him for 40 years at Telluride Bluegrass.
Yeah. Let's talk about him for a minute. So for people who don't know who John Cowan is, how would you want to describe him?
I can't imagine anybody that can sing better than Johnny Cowan. When he belts it out, it's just, he's a real rocker. And he was obviously part of the original Newgrass Revival, and they were unheard of when they came to the first Telluride Bluegrass Festival, and Bela Fleck and Sam Bush and Charles Sautel, who's passed on. It was a wonderful thing, and they grew with the Telluride Bluegrass Festival. I mean, Sam Bush, geez, they're big, all Bela Fleck, they're all huge names, and John Cowan for certain. So they all have their own bands and still get together for the last closing set of the Telluride Bluegrass Festival most years, so the legend lives on for Newgrass Revival.
You know what? I didn't know that he started out as a soul singer.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he has the voice for that, too, so it makes sense.
And if you've ever heard him on a Sunday morning, oh, my God, talk about a gospel singer. He could, you know, shake down the mountains around Telluride when he belts it out in the morning.
Let's hear a song from John Cowan right now. This song is called Rising from the Ashes, and it's off his 2014 release called 60. Here's John Cowan.
Well, they say that love is like a fiery circle. You can't get out if you fall inside. It keeps on coming round. It's rising from the ashes, burning like a wildfire. I tried to put it out, but it's out of control. Yeah, I learned too late not to play with matches. Rising from the ashes, when an old flame glows. can resist. It starts rising from the ashes and burning like a wildfire. I tried to put it out, but it's out of control. Yeah, I learned too late not to play with matches. Rising from the ashes when an old flame glows. From the ashes, burning like a wildfire. I'm trying to put it out, but it's out of control. Yes, I learned too late not to play with matches. Rising from the ashes, when an old flame glows.
And that was something from John Cowan. And I'm here talking about the San Juan String Fest with Jack Young, who is hosting this wonderful event at the Chipeta Solar Springs Resort, Rick Watts, who's KVNF's general manager. And I'm here also with Thomas Smith, who is our events coordinator. Jack, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the Chipeta Solar Springs Resort, because I have not been there, but anyone who goes there pretty much says it's paradise. So what's going on over there?
God, we, you know, built the Chipeta. It was called the Chipeta Sun Lodge, and it was really a little 13-room bed and breakfast back in 1992. And I've just been building on it. You know, I'm kind of a buildaholic, and I'm an architect, and I've just been adding on to it for 22 years now. And today there's 6 buildings, and we're talking about doing another one next year. And you know, there's a central courtyard, and it's a really great spot. I've always looked at this courtyard thinking what a great spot it'd be for a festival, you know, a small boutique festival. And we have the Kiva Conference Center. It's a round, sunken conference center that's just off of the courtyard. We're building a stage on top of one end of the pool, so it's not like going to, explaining to people, it's not like going to the festival and having to get dirty. This is like very comfortable chairs and the pool and hot soaking pools and nice catered from our Four Corners restaurant that's on the property, catered meals, entertainment in our big tent. We have a big tent, and that'll be one of the venues. The music never stops type of a thing. And 3 different venues plus the rooftop. We have at 5 o'clock on Saturday, we have something called Snowblind, and it's a rooftop cocktail party. And the rooftop on the Four Corners Cafe has a drop-dead view all up the Uncle Padre Valley. And we're going to have this flamenco cocktail party where everybody wears white, and it's all, when part of your ticket is that you get a coupon for a mojito on the rooftop, and that's from 5 to 6 on Saturday. So we're planning to have a lot of fun with that spectacle on the roof.
This is like for the ticket price, which is a, you know, when you first look at it, it looks high, but when you think about what you're getting for it.
Here's what I'll say about it. Number one, you're getting five gourmet meals and you're also getting drinks. And I just want to chime in a little bit about the Chipita because I hadn't seen it before. Just the setting itself is worth so much. Like I said, it's not one of those sitting in the dirt festivals where you've got your blanket spread out and you're worrying about who's going to steal your cooler when you turn your back or whatever. I mean, this place, it's got a huge saltwater soaking pool. There are hot tubs associated with many of the rooms. The Kiva, which he explained briefly, is just this phenomenal area, which the headliners will be playing in. And it's just a great space all in all. But and then the views are just spectacular. But one thing Jack mentioned that I wanted to touch on was he'd mentioned there's 200 tickets available, but there's 250 actual people going to be there, of which 50 are musicians. So this is really kind of a musician's
playground.
It is. It is.
So when we got to talking about this event a few weeks ago and I went down, being at the Chipita Resort and talking about this lineup and the food, it really made me think of a music cruise that you mentioned earlier. And that's what I really want to stress is that this is not just another festival. This is an experience. This is where you're with the musicians for a few days.
It's great when you can actually sit in the same room with them and have that sort of intimate interaction. It's exciting.
It is.
You know, part of the $240, besides the fact that it gets you beers and it gets you a mojito and it gets you into this whole festival, you know, it's about supporting public radio. And at the end of the day, we're really committed to that. And that's why we're, you know, going way out of our way. This is not a big money. This is not a money maker in our case. We're just in the mix here to help promote public radio, and KVNF is certainly our choice. So,
I mean, not only are you getting really a phenomenal value for your $240, but the lion's share of that is coming back to your community radio station to support that. So, it's kind of like giving $240 to the radio station and getting a $240 premium back that really probably exceeds that value.
No doubt. Well, let's hear something from another San Juan String Fest performer, Jim Lauderdale. Want to tell the folks how he came to be a part of this?
I do. You know, we were talking about this a little bit, and Rob Miller was in the studio, and we were letting him know that we were thinking about it, and Rob's been a great friend of the radio station for years. And he just went and did a little rooting around. At that point, I mean, this thing was still kind of in the infancy stages, and we didn't know for sure who all of the musical acts were going to be. And Rob comes in, and he's like, hey, Jim Lauderdale's actually going to be kind of passing through the area between a couple of shows. And so I was able to run his agent down and chat with him. And, I mean, Jim, again, I think, primarily because it's KVNF and he was going to be in the area, has agreed to do this for us for less than a fourth of what he would ordinarily be charging. So he views this as a great benefit for KVNF too, and an opportunity for him to get close and comfortable with our listeners and do something for the radio station. So, you know, thanks to Jim and to Rob Miller, because without Rob, certainly Jim wouldn't be a part of this event either.
If you're not familiar with Jim Lauderdale, he's a multi-Grammy, an Americana Music Association award-winning musician. And he's really respected among his peers in Nashville. And he's really involved with the roots music scene. Phenomenal singer. And he's written songs for a lot of other musicians along the way. And a lot of those songs have become pretty popular. Elvis Costello, for instance. And he's going to be the Friday night performer, headliner at this music festival.
For Rob to come up with his name as it's playing out has been really good, because so many of the musicians, when they've heard Jim Lauderdale's coming, oh my God, they know all of his legend and the songs that he's written and the like. And it plays to what we're trying to do, is to have a musicians festival. I mean, the 200 tickets, the 200 lucky people who get to come and hang out will get really exposed to a musicians festival, and that's what this is, the first annual. We've committed forever, so to speak, with KVNF to continue doing this, and this is our first annual, and you want to be there and not miss it.
Absolutely. Well, let's hear something from Jim Lauderdale. This song is called Louisville Roll.
red curls and her eyes were brown. I fell in love at first sight. Yes, I saw the light. But she did not agree. Laughed at me. This story has been told before, since days before the Civil War. I'm just a poor lost soul on a Louisville road.
And that was Jim Lauderdale with Louisville Roll. I like him. I'm glad I discovered him through this whole event.
He's played with so many people. It's incredible to know how many. I mean, Emmy Lou Harris to Elvis Costello. I mean,
to the Dixie Chicks, right?
Blake Shelton.
He's written songs for Dixie Chicks, Blake Shelton, George Strait, Solomon Burke, on and on. There's quite a list.
Very cool. And we're talking about the San Juan String Fest, which is coming up not too long. It's time to get your tickets if you haven't already. It's a benefit for KVNF, and it's going to be taking place September 5th through the 7th at the Chipeta Solar Springs in Ridgeway. We have Jack Young here from Chipeta Springs. We're also joined by Rick and Thomas of KVNF. Talk about some of the more local folks that are coming down.
You know, there's a band called Joint Point from Telluride, and they are today Telluride's most famous band, and they're getting quite popular in around the state of Colorado, and we're really excited that they're going to be in Friday night. And the event opens with one of our real favorite bands called Bone Wagon, and that's Jack Raiska, and there's a couple folks from Telluride. There's a gal that plays bass, and she just rips, and they're going to be opening the event. When the gates open at 5, they'll be playing poolside, and cocktail waitresses in bikinis will be serving beer in the pool. I mean, Rick said it's too much fun for anyone under 21, so there'll be no kids
like
certainly
it
at this event. So
now he says poolside. Actually, the band plays over the pool.
Over the pool.
They're constructing a stage that's actually over the swimming pool, so
this is.
We want to have a little thing called Lover's Grotto for underneath the stage, so you'll be able to swim down there, and there's a little waterfall, and you'll be able to get a kiss or two, you know, underneath the stage as the band plays on and in the shade.
I was just thinking, you know, it's kind of the end of summer coming up here. What a way to end your summer. This would be an awesome way to wrap it up, I would say. Sounds like you thought of everything,
you
really.
You might get a kiss or two underneath the grotto, too, underneath the stage. That's what's important, you know?
Maybe one from Jack, if you happen to be in there at the right time.
Hey, if it helps KVNF, whatever.
So I know Drew Emmett is going to be playing with Grant Farm, and what an awesome combination of musicians that'll be.
Tyler Grant, Grant Farm, top flat picker in the United States, won it again this year. We're so excited. I mean, he comes from a background of, you know, string cheese and leftover salmon. His new album is, weren't you saying, Thomas, it was number 6 on the charts?
On the jam band.
And the jam, yeah. So we're excited. He's really hot, shot out of a cannon. That guy's great, and he's just on his way up. So we're so excited about Grant Farm, and Drew will be playing with them.
Well, let's hear a song off Grant Farm's chart-topping new album, Plowin' Time. This song is called Can't You See?
Treat me so bad. I could give you something you never had. See you sitting up there, you're looking so mad. Your imagination is making you sad.
That was Grant Farm. I'm here with Jack Young of Chipeta Solar Springs, Rick Watts, and Tom Smith of KVNF, and we're talking about this big event that's coming up. It's called the San Juan String Fest. It's a benefit for KVNF. You can get tickets. We should talk about how that can be done. There's several ways.
Jack usually has a couple in his pocket, as he's walking around.
Yeah, you can just ask Jack for them.
Right. Or you can call it Chipita, or you can call KVNF, or you can go on brownpaperticket.com.
Yep.
Right.
And then there's the SanJuanStringFest.com too, where
right,
you can...
for information.
Yeah. Find out more about all the bands, because how many bands are there total?
Oh, boy.
We can't even count, really, probably. It's like 15 to 20, maybe?
Yeah. You know, some of the entertainers are like Tony Rosario. Tony Rosario is an incredible legend traveling around Colorado and the Rocky Mountain states, and he was the lead singer in Firefall, and he ended up in living in Norwood, and Tony Rosario is playing on Saturday night at dinner, and he's just such an incredible one-man band. And speaking of one-man bands, another one is Bruce Hayes. And Bruce Hayes has been around Western Colorado forever and is a good friend with Drew Emmett and all of played with all of those guys. So we're so excited to have those kind of Western Colorado legends, really.
Again, I can't emphasize enough that, I mean, it's a great value for the money when you get over the initial sticker shock and you start thinking about the meals and the drinks and the ability to use the facilities at Chipita and all of it going to support your community radio station. And I'm looking forward to seeing you there. September 5th, 6th, and 7th at Chipita Solar Springs Resort in Ridgeway. So much thanks to Jack and Patsy, because without them, none of this would be possible. And
I'll be there working my moneymaker off to make sure all you folks have a real good time.
All right. We're going to go out with a song from Drew Emmett, who's playing with Grant Farm and is a superstar in his own right. He's a mandolinist, guitarist, fiddle player, one of the founding members of Leftover Salmon, as well as being the front man of the Left Hand String Band, Drew Emmett. That was Drew Emmett with Take the Long Way Home. You can see Drew Emmett this evening in Paonia Town Park starting at 7 o'clock, and stay tuned for our live broadcast of his performance on the radio if you can't make the show. Coming up next, All Songs Considered. This is Allie Lightfoot. Thanks for listening.